Hello.
Hi, today we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what's important to the people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't really have an
Hello?
answer to that. What's the next question?
Okay, so you're not. There's four answers, so it would either be very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, and very satisfied. You can choose any of those.
Yeah, I'm neutral right now. What's the next question?
Okay. Oh, unfortunately, I cannot go to the next question without you having to choose one.
Okay, well, let's just say somewhat satisfied for the sake of answering the question.
Okay. Thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, know how important would Or how important would you say each of these issues are to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. So climate change
is very important.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
Very important.
Okay. Student loan debt?
Very important. Considering
okay.
I
Healthcare?
Have student loan debt and I have a child in college.
100%. So you're speaking of experience, you know, you are there.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare?
Very important.
Mm-hmm. Inflation and the cost of living?
Is extremely important.
Okay. Democracy?
Very important.
Okay. Criminal justice reform?
Very important.
Thank you. K-12 education?
Very important.
Crime and violence?
Very important. Sure.
Immigration?
That's also important. I mean, it depends on what we're talking about as it pertains to immigration, but like...
Yeah, at this point, it's just, you know, immigration. Okay, and reproductive freedom?
Please. I think you know the answer to that.
Oh, that needs to be your own answers, ma'am.
Very important.
Okay. Abortion
rights? Is there
something
higher than very important? Very important?
No. Very important is 10. Abortion rights?
Very important.
Yeah, I can hear by the very important, you know, you're trying to use another... A high important status. Voting rights?
Extremely important.
Okay. Racism and discrimination?
Is important as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for answering. We are almost done. So as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's
her.
A very long way off, and sometimes, sorry, ma'am.
I said, I'm with her.
I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election?
Oh, I'm definitely
on a
voting.
Scale?
There's nothing that's going to stop me from voting.
Amazing. Okay, and what is your race?
Black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. And what is your year of birth?
1983.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your patience. All right, and what's the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Zero means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to go with about an 8, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But all right,
and
it's
how
important
much,
for sure.
Yeah. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? So, again, 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I would say that's an 8 as well.
Okay.
But
all right.
As a
and
collective,
please,
we have to, like, believe that.
Okay. All right. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So, J.D. Vance, 0 would be very cold and unfavorable, 5 would be neutral, 10 very warm and favorable, and never heard of. So, J.D. Vance?
0.
Okay. Brian Kemp?
Kemp's not super bad, but I still don't like him. Can he be a 4?
He can be a 4? Okay. Tim Walz?
Oh, I think I like Tim. Let me give Tim a 9.
I love your energy. Brad Raffensperger.
Who?
Brad Raffensperger?
I don't know who that is. Do I need to know?
Okay, you can. We have an option for never heard of. And then Andre Dickens.
Oh, that's our mayor. I like him. Give him a 10.
Okay. Raphael Warnock?
10. What is the guy you
okay.
said? Brad?
Brad Raffensperger.
Oh, Secretary of State. Let me see.
Yeah, you can go back and give him a 0 for all I care.
Okay, and John Otto?
Give him a 10.
All right, I love how clued up you are on all these names. Okay, I know it's a very long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided, or
bless
you do not plan to vote?
But I'm going for Kamala. I'm voting for Kamala.
Kamala. Okay. All right. And again, I know it's a very long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We are 50% complete. This should go super fast now. So for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. All right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Okay. So inflation is real, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say it's gotten better. But it damn sure hasn't gotten any worse.
Okay. So which one would you go with for certain? Your opinion.
What are my options?
Okay. So it's much worse, no change, better, and much better. Or you don't know, or you're a few.
I would go with better, or much better.
Okay. All right, so some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. So in your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
Okay. All right, so below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or persons or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Okay, so you may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the Democrats in the U.S. Congress,
what's 0 and then what's 10 again?
0 would be certainly did not prevent progress, 5 is not sure, and 10 is certainly prevented progress.
We'll go with 0.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery?
Okay.
0.
COVID-19 recovery?
Yeah.
You're asking if COVID-19 recovery prevented progress?
Yeah. Remember, 0 is certainly did not prevent progress, 5 is not sure, and 10 is certainly prevented progress.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 10 on that one. COVID was
okay.
Treacherous.
Black voters?
Oh, my God. I hate doing my people like this.
Take your time.
But I just feel like prevented progress. I feel like there are a lot of black voters that do not think that their vote matters, and so they don't vote, and so we're stuck in this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't vote like in midterm elections, right? And so, you know, we may win in the primaries and in the, like, the election year, and then in the midterm years, we don't vote. And so then the Republicans take over, and we're just, it's like a vicious cycle.
Okay. All right. And what's between 0 to 10?
Man, we're definitely like a 4.
Okay. All right. And Democrats in the Georgia Central Assembly?
Ten is what, they did not prevent progress?
Yes, certainly prevented progress. 5 is not sure, and 0 is certainly did not prevent progress.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go with 0.
Okay. Vice President Harris?
0.
Okay. Your local mayor?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know who the hell the mayor in Gwinnett is.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Sorry, I didn't get that. You just cut out. Which number would you go with?
I said 5 because I really don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you for answering that. Okay. So, let's see how far. Okay, we're on 81%. Great. So, Bill, you actually one of the nicest people to speak to because I don't feel rushed. I just feel like I can get through this because you're interacting. Okay, so below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would be strongly motivate you to vote. A 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. So you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, so because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. So over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. So 0 would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 would be not sure, and 10 would strongly motivate you.
And so this is for HBCU funding?
Yeah. Would you like me to read that to you again?
No, I think I got the general gist of what you're saying. So I'm going to go with 10 that would motivate me to vote.
Okay, perfect. And because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, so demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. So would that be zero? Would not motivate you to vote at all? 5, not sure. And 10 would strongly motivate you.
What is it again?
Okay. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. So this change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
Oh, yeah, we'll go to 10.
Okay. All right, so Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential, and we should continue the path to future progress.
Say it again. I'm doing so much multitasking. Let me focus so we can get this through.
Okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential, and we continue the path to future progress.
And I'm still going 0 to 10?
Yeah.
10.
Okay. So because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. So when state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
So because we protested, what happened now? I know they're wearing the body cameras. There's a no-knock warrants have been banned. I mean, yeah. And then what's my option?
Oh, will be 0 to 10 again. So, okay, the statement reads, because we basically mentioned everything, but I'll just go over it again. So because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. So when state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
Okay. So because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. So this policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
10.
All right, let's see how progress. All right, we are in 85. So thank you, you know, for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer, you know, based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Again, 0 means your vote has no power. 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
8. I'm going to stick with my answer.
Okay. All right. So how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make on issues that matter most to your community? 0
8.
Means Black community. Okay. All right. So as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024? Election.
Definitely voting. 10.
Okay. All right. 87%. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Uh,
I'm going to say it's better.
Okay. All right, 88%. So do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Okay. All right, 90%. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. All right, 92%. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
All right. So do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
And we are 96%. So how would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time or part-time, temporarily, unemployed, retired, permanently
full-time.
Disabled? Okay. All right. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
A little less than $100,000. I don't know where that falls.
Okay, so we have between $85,000 to $99,000.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll go there.
All right, and that is the end of our survey. I do appreciate your time.
Woo-hoo!
This was a very lovely call, and your opinion matters. All right, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Thanks.
You too, ma'am. Bye.